We find that such evidence demonstrates that the ID argument is dependent upon setting a scientifically unreasonable burden of proof for the theory of evolution. As a further example, the test for ID proposed by both Professors Beha and Minnick is to grow the bacterial flagellum in the laboratory. However, no one inside or outside of the IDM, including those who proposed the test, has conducted it. Professor Beha conceded that the proposed test could not approximate real-world conditions, and even if it could, Professor Minnick admitted that it would merely be a test of evolution, not design. We therefore find that Professor Beha's claim for irreducible complexity has been refuted in peer-reviewed research papers and has been rejected by the scientific community at large. Additionally, even if irreducible complexity had not been rejected, it still does not support ID, as it is merely a test for evolution, not design. We will now consider the purportedly positive argument for design, encompassed in the phrase used numerous times by Professors Beha and Minnick throughout their expert testimony, which is the purposeful arrangement of parts. Professor Beha summarized the argument as follows. We infer design when we see parts that appear to be arranged for a purpose. The strength of the inference is quantitative. The more parts that are arranged, the more intricately they interact, the stronger is our confidence in design. The appearance of design in aspects of biology is overwhelming. Since nothing other than an intelligent cause has been demonstrated to be able to yield such a strong appearance of design, Darwinian claims notwithstanding, the conclusion that the design seen in life is real design is rationally justified. As previously indicated, this argument is merely a restatement of the Reverend William Paley's argument applied at the cell level. Minnick, Beha, and Paley reached the same conclusion, that complex organisms must have been designed using the same reasoning, except that Professors Beha and Minnick refused to identify the designer, whereas Paley inferred from the presence of design that it was God. Expert testimony revealed that this inductive argument is not scientific, and as admitted by Professor Beha, can never be ruled out. Indeed, the assertion that design of biological systems can be inferred from the purposeful arrangement of parts is based upon an analogy to human design. Because we are able to recognize design of artifacts and objects, according to Professor Beha, that same reasoning can be employed to determine biological design. Professor Beha testified that the strength of the analogy depends upon the degree of similarity entailed in the two propositions. However, if this is the test, ID completely fails. Unlike biological systems, human artifacts do not live and reproduce over time. They are non-replicable, they do not undergo genetic recombination, and they're not driven by natural selection. For human artifacts, we know the designer's identity, human, and the mechanism of design, as we have experience based upon empirical evidence that humans can make such things, as well as many other attributes, including the designer's abilities, needs, and desires. With ID, proponents assert that they refuse to propose hypotheses on the designer's identity, do not propose a mechanism, and the designer, he, she, it, they, has never been seen. In that vein, defense expert Professor Minnick agreed that in the case of human artifacts and objects, we know the identity and capacities of the human designer, but we do not know any of those attributes for the designer of biological life. In addition, Professor Beha agreed that for the design of human artifacts, we know the designer and its attributes, and we have a baseline for human design that does not exist for design of biological systems. Professor Beha's only response to these seemingly insurmountable points of disanalogy was that the inference still works in science fiction movies. It is readily apparent to the court that the only attribute of design that biological systems appear to share with human artifacts is their complex appearance, i.e., if it looks complex or designed, it must have been designed. This inference to design based upon the appearance of a purposeful arrangement of parts is a completely subjective proposition, determined in the eye of each beholder and his/her viewpoint concerning the complexity of a system. Although both Professors Beha and Minnick assert that there is a quantitative aspect to the inference, on cross-examination they admitted that there is no quantitative criteria for determining the degree of complexity or the number of parts that bespeak design rather than a natural process. As plaintiffs aptly submit to the court, throughout the entire trial, only one piece of evidence generated by defendants addressed the strength of the ID inference. The argument is less plausible to those for whom God's existence is in question, and is much less plausible for those who deny God's existence. Accordingly, the purported positive argument for ID does not satisfy the ground rules of science, which require testable hypotheses based upon natural explanations. ID is reliant upon forces acting outside the natural world, forces that we cannot see, replicate, control, or test, which have produced changes in this world. While we take no position on whether such forces exist, they are simply not testable by scientific means and therefore cannot qualify as part of the scientific process or as a scientific theory. It is appropriate at this juncture to address ID's claims against evolution. ID proponents support their assertion that evolutionary theory cannot account for life's complexity by pointing to real gaps in scientific knowledge, which indisputably exist in all scientific theories, but also by misrepresenting well-established scientific propositions. Before discussing defendants' claims about evolution, we initially note that an overwhelming number of scientists, as reflected by every scientific association that has spoken on the matter, have rejected the ID proponents' challenge to evolution. Moreover, plaintiff's expert in biology, Dr. Miller, a widely recognized biology professor at Brown University who has written university-level and high school biology textbooks used prominently throughout the nation, provided unrebutted testimony that evolution, including common descent and natural selection, is overwhelmingly accepted by the scientific community and that every major scientific association agrees. As the court in Selman explained, evolution is more than a theory of origin of the context of science. To the contrary, evolution is the dominant scientific theory of origin accepted by the majority of scientists. Despite the scientific community's overwhelming support for evolution, defendants and ID proponents insist that evolution is unsupported by empirical evidence. Plaintiffs' science experts, Drs. Miller and Padian, clearly explained how ID proponents generally, and pandas specifically, distort and misrepresent scientific knowledge in making their anti-evolution argument. In analyzing such distortion, we turn again to Pandas, the book to which students are expressly referred in the disclaimer. Defendants hold out Pandas as representative of ID, and plaintiffs' experts agree in that regard. A series of arguments against evolutionary theory found in Pandas involve paleontology, which studies the life of the past and the fossil record. Plaintiff's expert, Professor Padian, was the only testifying expert witness with any expertise in paleontology. His testimony, therefore, remains unrebutted. Dr. Padian's demonstrative slides, prepared on the basis of peer-reviewing scientific literature, illustrate how Pandas systematically distorts and misrepresents established, important evolutionary principles. We will provide several representative examples of this distortion. First, Pandas misrepresents the dominant form of understanding relationships between organisms, namely the tree of life represented by classification determined via the method of cladistics. Second, Pandas misrepresents homology, the central concept of comparative biology that allowed scientists to evaluate comparable parts among organisms for classification purposes for hundreds of years. Third, Pandas fails to address the well-established biological concept of exaptation, which involves a structure-changing function, such as fish fins evolving fingers and bones to become legs for weight-bearing land animals. Dr. Padian testified that ID proponents fail to address exaptation because they deny that organisms change function, which is a view necessary to support abrupt appearance. Finally, Dr. Padian's unrebutted testimony demonstrates that Pandas distorts and misrepresents evidence in the fossil record about Precambrian era fossils, the evolution of fish to amphibians, the evolution of small carnivorous dinosaurs into birds, the evolution of the mammalian middle ear, and the evolution of whales from land animals. In addition to Dr. Padian, Dr. Miller also testified that Pandas presents discredited science. Dr. Miller testified that Pandas' treatment of biochemical similarities between organisms is inaccurate and downright false, and explained how Pandas misrepresents basic molecular biology concepts to advance design theory through a series of demonstrative slides. Consider, for example, that he testified as to how pandas misinforms readers on the standard evolutionary relationships between different types of animals, a distortion which Professor Biha, a critical reviewer of pandas who wrote a section within the book, affirmed. In addition, Dr. Miller refuted pandas' claim that evolution cannot account for new genetic information and pointed to more than 36 peer-reviewed scientific publications showing the origin of new genetic information by evolutionary processes. In summary, Dr. Miller testified that pandas misrepresents molecular biology and genetic principles, as well as the current state of scientific knowledge in those areas, in order to teach readers that common descent and natural selection are not scientifically sound. Accordingly, the one textbook to which the Dover ID policy directs students contains outdated concepts and badly flawed science, as recognized by even the defense experts in this case. A final indicator of how ID has failed to demonstrate scientific warrant is the complete absence of peer-reviewed publications supporting the theory. Expert testimony revealed that the peer review process is exquisitely important in the scientific process. It is a way for scientists to write up their empirical research and to share the work with fellow experts in the field, opening up the hypotheses to study, testing, and criticism. In fact, defense expert Professor Biha recognizes the importance of the peer review process and has written that science must publish or perish. Peer review helps to ensure that scientific papers are scientifically accurate, meet the standards of the scientific method, and are relevant to other scientists in the field. Moreover, peer review involves scientists submitting a manuscript to a scientific journal in the field, journal editors soliciting critical reviews from other experts in the field and deciding whether the scientist has followed proper research procedures, employed up-to-date methods, considered and cited relevant literature, and generally whether the researcher has employed sound science. The evidence presented in this case demonstrates that ID is not supported by any peer-reviewed research, data, or publications. Both Drs. Padian and Forrest testified that recent literature reviews of scientific and medical electronic databases disclose no studies supporting a biological concept of ID. On cross-examination, Professor Biha admitted that there are no peer-reviewed articles by anyone advocating for intelligent design supported by pertinent experiments or calculations which provide detailed, rigorous accounts of how intelligent design of any biological system occurred. Additionally, Professor Biha conceded that there are no peer-reviewed papers supporting his claims that complex molecular systems like the bacterial flagellum, the blood clotting cascade, and the immune system were intelligently designed. In that regard, there are no peer-reviewed articles supporting Professor Biha's argument that certain complex molecular structures are irreducibly complex. In addition to failing to produce papers in peer-reviewed journals, ID also features no scientific research or testing. After this searching and careful review of ID as espoused by its proponents, as elaborated upon in submissions to the court, and as scrutinized over a 6-week trial, we find that science, ID, is not science and cannot be adjudged a valid, accepted scientific theory, as it has failed to publish in peer-reviewed journals, engage in research and testing, and gain acceptance in the scientific community. ID, as noted, is grounded in theology, not science. Accepting for the sake of argument its proponents as well as defendants' argument that to introduce ID to students will encourage critical thinking, it still has utterly no place in a science curriculum. Moreover, ID's backers have sought to avoid the scientific scrutiny which we have now determined that it cannot withstand by advocating that the controversy, but not ID itself, should be taught in science class. This tactic is at best disingenuous and at worst a canard. The goal of the IDM is not to encourage critical thought, but to foment a revolution which would supplant evolutionary theory with ID. To conclude and reiterate, we express no opinion on the ultimate veracity of ID as a supernatural explanation. However, we commend to the attention of those who are inclined to superficially consider ID to be a true scientific alternative to evolution Without a true understanding of the concept, the foregoing detailed analysis. It is our view that a reasonable, objective observer would, after reviewing both the voluminous record in this case and our narrative, reach the inescapable conclusion that ID is an interesting theological argument, but that it is not science.